Am I suppressing emotions? Question. I am trying to observe my emotions, but I am somewhat out of touch with them, and I control them a lot. When an emotion goes away, how can I tell if it has subsided on its own or if I suppressed it? Answer. I would not be so analytical about it because the analysis itself is somewhat of a misunderstanding. The concern that you are suppressing, not accepting, and not learning about the experience is often a misunderstanding of what is actually happening. The emotions themselves will cause stress, and that is why there is stress in the mind. It is not because you are somehow suppressing them. When certain emotions arise, we often give rise to additional conflicting emotions, and that is where it starts to get confusing. The desire to suppress is stressful, and this is something you can see if your mind is quiet. Anger is stressful, and the desire to suppress anger is stressful. This will lead to things like tension in the body and suffering in the mind, so what you are probably experiencing is quite a bit of suffering. Try to think about the suffering objectively. When these thoughts arise, along with the worries, confusion, and uncertainty, remember that part of the difficulty that you are having is the struggle to see impermanence, suffering, and a non-self. It is a struggle to stop trying to fix things. Thinking that something is wrong with your practice is actually kind of misleading. There is nothing called practice, and you are not doing it. There is only experience, and it is coming and going. Once you realize that, then all of your problems disappear like knots becoming untied. Every moment is a new knot. Every moment in your meditation is a new challenge, and the stress occurs when we fail to meet the challenge, when at any given moment, we abandon mindfulness and cling to something. Without mindfulness and wisdom, we do not have the flexibility to be able to move from one challenge to the next. This flexibility is one reason that enlightened people are so bright and clear in mind. For example, when focusing on pain, thinking, pain, pain, after some time your mind finally realizes it is just pain, then maybe some kind of pleasure comes up, but you are still thinking about the pain, which makes you unable to deal with the new experience. Each experience has to be dealt with as it is, with no reference to past or future. The first shift of awareness regarding the pain was to convince yourself that the pain, rather than being bad, is just pain. Then pleasure arises, and again, you have to shift your perspective to see that it is just a feeling of pleasure caused by chemicals arising in the body. You still have to see it for what it is. But the pleasure is coming from another angle of being, quote-unquote, a good thing, making you want to cling to it. You have to teach yourself to be present and objective with each experience. The difficulty is not in suppressing. The difficulty is adapting to the situation, which simply means that no matter which angle the mind is taking, you must straighten it out. If it is crooked this way, one must straighten it back that way. Everything has to be straightened out. Whatever the mind is clinging to, one must bring it back to being straight and centered, clearly aware of everything just as it is. When the feeling that you identify as suppressing comes up, acknowledge it as just a feeling, and you should be able to see that it is just a feeling based on defilements and emotions. Sometimes you might say, when I acknowledge thinking, it seems to give me a headache. When I am thinking a lot, I don't have the headache, but as soon as I start noting thinking, I get this big headache. And you start to think that the noting is causing you suffering. But if you are observant, you will realize that you are building up the headache without knowing it during the time you were thinking. And when you realize you are thinking, and you start noting, thinking, thinking, you suddenly have to deal with the headache. When you have lust or desire, you might focus on it by saying wanting, wanting, or pleasure, pleasure, and you may feel tension in the body as you do so, but the tension is there because of the desire itself. Instead of tension, you might feel the dullness of mind that comes with desire, and you may think, oh, this is coming from meditation. I am suppressing this in the meditation, so it is giving me this feeling of dullness. But the desire is what causes the dullness. The emotions themselves bring the physical feelings as a byproduct. When you start to practice, you are just beginning to see objectively. The moment when you had desire, you were not seeing things objectively. That is why the desire feels wonderful until you are mindful of it, because suddenly you are objective again and you are seeing both sides, the good and the bad. With desire, you are running towards the good and running away from the bad, so that you never really experience the bad until you stop running, and then you experience it and have to deal with it. I would advise not to worry too much, even if you are suppressing. The most important thing is to watch the suppression, not to stop suppressing. Just watch and see what is going on, because inevitably you will come to see impermanence, suffering, and non-self. You will see that you cannot control your experiences. You will see that even the suppressing is something that only happens based on causes and conditions. It is not worth getting caught up in or attached to.